But on the other hand, hundreds of thousands of young people worldwide during this period were becoming highly radicalised, and some saw choosing open homosexuality as a political statement. Others were simply glad that their homosexuality could finally be acknowledged in the face of what had been state-sanctified widespread revulsion. This movement was characterised by a strong belief in personal liberation. Hence, the importance of the GLF's description of itself as a front. This is a very Marxist kind of a word, and it implies that there's a war on between the forces of the left and the forces of the right politically. And the ideology behind this is that this is nothing less than a revolution for the right to be oneself. So the British GLF was influenced by the Stonewall riots in New York in 1969. You may have heard of Stonewall. This is when drag queens, butch and femme lesbians and transsexuals in Christopher Street resisted a police raid at a club following decades of violent persecution by police. A largely working class crowd shouted defiantly, "Gay pride!" at the police, throwing rocks at them. This was a dramatic moment worldwide for homosexual rights, and it's become very symbolic since, over the decades of LGBTQ protest for rights that has occurred since. The London GLF met and formed the following year at the London School of Economics. It took direction too and formed, typical for the period, a manifesto, which is a very kind of late 60s, early 70s word, meaning it's a booklet of their main beliefs and strategies for achieving change. By 1974, the original group disbanded, and energy went into building community services instead, such as the Lesbian and Gay Switchboard, a national counselling and information service with branches in most British cities that still exist today. Other members, such as Peter Tatchell, founded another direct action organisation called Outrage, which continues to participate in political protests today.